It's the Brett Chappell Show with Biscay head coach Brett Chappell and voice of the Bears, Chad Upton. Brought to you this morning by Canton Insurance Services, Biscay Barbershop, Hometown Hardware, Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning, the Board of Trade, Smathers and Smathers, Mountain Credit Union, and by Henson Electrical Services.
From Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Tough night last night. When you go back to it, Pisgah losing to Tuscola. Over there, conference loss for us, 27-10. We'll get into a lot of things, Coach. I'll just open it up and just, you know, get your first thoughts on going back to last night.
You know, just you can look at it. A lot of things going into the game, before the game, during the game. You know, you mentioned it first right off the bat, just tough loss. You know, I hate it for our kids and you know, the program itself. You know, it was one of those things where we didn't get the job done. Still a lot of questions as I go back and watch some film and obviously go back and look at the stat sheet and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, you know, we didn't play well enough to win. We didn't coach well enough to win. And certainly there's some things that we've got to figure out and do better. Two losses in a row. You know, again, just a lot of question marks. Yeah. As you go back and just kind of review everything from the week, thought we had a really good week of practice. Mm-hmm. You know, had good weather this week, didn't have any issues there. Thought we had a good game plan together. You know, and we had talked to the kids all week that there was going to be some adversity that was going to hit, got to be able to rebound from it. And, you know, we got hit with that adversity right off the bat when we lost Braden, which was a big loss for us. And it took us a little while to get our feet back under us. You know, and it's just one of those things where it kind of snowballed a little bit on us. But I thought our kids, you know, got back together. You look at the score there at halftime, right. still a close game going into the fourth quarter.
Right.
I think time of possession, there was a couple of things that really jumped out to me. Time of possession jumped out to me. Obviously, the discrepancy in yardage, you know, that was something that jumped out to me. We only had one possession
right
in the second half.
Right.
That was a big stat that came out. You know, we had that one play, I think, with something like 2 minutes to go, mm-hmm. you know, once we got it back after they had scored. And, you know, we had the turnover there, but we had one possession. You know, we drove it down. Nice drive put together. And the big thing was we were keeping their offense off the field. You know, it was kind of a methodical drive, and we worked it down through there and had a big play, you know, here or there, but, you know, just kind of kept it on the ground and kept the chains moving and kept the clock rolling. But we were, you know, we were in a good situation. I think it was 21-10 at that time.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, just got there and got down there and just couldn't put it in, had the turnover, and then, man, they marched it and, you know, took it down. I think it was 15 plays on their drive. I think it was 13 plays on our drive.
Yeah.
Just some long drives last night. There was only three punts
right.
all night. I think we had two punts and they had one. You know, just a really tough night for us.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I'll go back to, while I'm thinking about it, that idea, the single possession in the second half. And I remember saying in the fourth quarter, if I were to get exactly what I wanted if I were in their shoes, you know, on those last couple of drives, it was what happened. They were not getting necessarily big chunks, you know, 3 to 4 yards a carry. So you're moving the ball downfield incrementally, allowing you to pick up more first downs maybe than you might normally would, and just chew up that clock. It was kind of that perfect sort of storm for them. And again, don't have possession, it kind of makes it difficult. You have to start, you know, trying to do some other things to make some gambles just to gain possession back, because it changes everything. Well, you're absolutely right.
It does. You know, when you stretch the score out as well, you know, go back and look at that drive. And I mentioned we had 13 plays on that drive there in that third quarter going into the fourth. Obviously, can't, you know, had the turnover down there, and then they went 15 plays. They were all runs. Again, it was just long, I think, and I go back and look at our drive, and we were, out of those 13 plays, we were 10 runs. You know, and yeah, I keep coming back to the first part of the game. You know, had a nice drive, got down there. Obviously lost Braden early on in that drive, but he had a nice reception. Kind of lost his footing a little bit, or I think he probably goes on in and scores.
Right.
But he was toughing it out. We didn't realize it at the time. Kind of saw him hanging his arm just a little bit after the kickoff return, and then he had a nice little run. And you know, after he caught the pass, I could see that he was hurt pretty good. And so we went ahead and got him pulled out. And, you know, Fox came in. You know what? They would have punched in on a touchdown. Fox came in, had a great field goal.
Yeah.
He has just been solid for us. You know, I don't want to overlook positives that we had in the game. And certainly he's one of them. You know, Walker did a really good job. Did a good job on a kickoff.
He did.
You know, put it back in the end zone on him and, you know, made him start at the 20. Just did a really good job there for us. You know, and then you come back on the defensive side, and they had a drive, got down there and scored, you know, so we're 7-3, and then we both exchanged punts. Both of us went 3 and out and kind of exchanged punts there, and then we worked the ball down and got a score and went up, you know, 10-7. Mm-hmm. Aaron had a good throw to Sawyer, which was a great catch in the end zone, you know. Aaron got flushed out of the pocket, just a really nice pass, got it down there. We go back up again, and here they come right back down the field, and they score.
Yeah.
You know, so it just kind of went back and forth, you know, for us, but just one of those things we just never could. Once we got ahead, we just never could stretch it out any farther.
Going back to that original play, that original drive, I remember Braden making that catch. The ball that he caught might have been as difficult as I can imagine, because it felt like it was, you know, came down right at the very back of his head. So he kind of got turned funny. Felt like maybe got his cleat, you know, hung up and maybe came down on the football with that shoulder.
Well, I think it was just come down on that side. You know, so he ended up having a AC sprain, which is the top of the shoulder, and it's pretty significant.
Yeah.
They actually took him and x-rayed him right before halftime. I got him looked at real quick and got him back to the game. And I probably wouldn't have even put him back in there late. He wanted to get in on a return.
Uh-huh.
Senior,
uh-huh.
Wanting to play in a game. And, you know, he was kind of gutting it out, wanting to get back in there and play. But, you know, anyways, there was some things that certainly we could have done better, certainly some things I could have done better from a play calling standpoint. But, you know, you're in the middle of the game and you're trying to do some things to help your team out and let them be successful. And but at the end of the day, Tuscola played better than we did and coached better than we did and got it done.
Well, no, I think I don't, you know, respectfully, I thought that, you know, for the vast majority of the game, even going into the fourth quarter, like you said, there was no reason for us, it seemed to me, to really come out of our game plan. You're talking about a very close game. It's a 4-point game going into the second half. You know, so you could continue to try to run the football and try to establish that.
Well, we just didn't want to get too crazy. I didn't want to get out there and go a 3 and out and turn it right back over and put our defense back on the field. We needed to let them catch their breath a little bit as well. And you know, it goes both ways. It works both ways. You got to be able to make some stops, but you got to be able to continue some drives as well. And you got to be able to put points on the board from those drives. I just don't think we worked together as good as what we have done in the mm-hmm. past, as far as being able to feed off of each other.
Yeah.
We just never could get that momentum,
uh-huh.
You know, like I had hoped that we could. You know, we had some plays in there that, you know, we thought we might be able to use it. We'd practice this past week, and, you know, that the injury to Braden kind of took a couple of those things away from us. You know, that play that he had a long pass on, that was something we had set up. We knew what coverage we were going to get, and we had the matchup we wanted, and, you know, we were hopeful to expose that matchup more than just that first drive.
Right.
And obviously lost him, and that matchup didn't look near as good without him out there, you know, when we were looking at what we were trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550.
Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton. A local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restorations is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Back with the Brett Chappell Show this morning. Coach, a couple things I want to get back to. Let me go back to the week, because you mentioned this. I always have to talk about battling the distractions and all the things that are going on campus, everything that people want, with your time, the phone calls for this and that and the other thing. All of those things are in place. From that perspective, was this year any different than the years that you've seen in the past?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. You always have odd requests this week for different things. Whether it's, can we get some jerseys? Can we get some hats? It's always somebody pulling, and they just want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I get that. I understand that. That's part of it when you get into the big rivalry. We have your spirit weeks at school, and those things seem to have gone good. Had a pep rally on Friday, yesterday, which was, a good thing as well. Had our pregame meal. We went right through our regular, I guess you would say itinerary that we always do. I go back and I guess when you have a loss, you always try to find something, pinpoint something. Where did it happen at? And there wasn't really something that I look back, especially during the week. There's some weeks where you're like, man, we just didn't have a good practice, and I just didn't feel good about what we were doing. And that was not the case. We felt good about what we were doing and how we were, going to try to win a ball game. Had a great night on Thursday night with the JVs. Those guys did a really good job, and we'll talk about them before we finish this morning. But again, just a lot of things happened. At the end of the day, it falls back on me as a head coach, and we've got to do a better job. Two losses in a row. I mentioned it earlier. That's tough. Yeah. We started off really good in the season. We've had two losses in a row. We got two games left. Obviously, coming up with East Henderson and North Henderson, who is playing really well right now, so yeah. We don't have two easy games at all, coming up, and they're must wins. Got to win these games. Got to win these games, get in the playoffs. If we're fortunate enough to get two wins here, probably going to look at traveling in the first round now. That was something we were trying to maybe host a playoff game, but I don't know if that's going to be possible for us even with the two wins now. But, so it's going to be really important for our community to come out to see our kids.
Absolutely.
On Friday.
Absolutely.
Senior night, probably going to be the last home game this year. The home crowds have been great. I would certainly encourage everybody to come out and support these kids, for this last home game for us, and, send them off on a good note.
Yeah, and that's a huge, huge piece. Again, you got this group of kids that has not yet had a full season at home. Again, as Coach is talking about, we do have senior night. We certainly expect and hope that we'll have as many people out as we did last week or 2 weeks ago against Franklin, coming up this week against East Henderson. It continues to be two very important games that we've got in front of us. Coach, going back to these stats a little bit from last night, what I had is Tuscola with 241 on the ground, and we had our 115. There was some discrepancy there in total yards as well, including in pass yards. I've got pass yards for them 131, 9 of 16, ours 4 of 8 for 77. So lean pretty heavily in total offense on their side again. But, and just looking at these, it feels like that they're, one-sided first downs is heavy in their favor. 23-9 is what I have. First downs was heavy in their favor, but I can't now that I think more about it, as you've indicated just a minute ago, has me thinking about this a little bit differently. Again, it felt like that perfect storm. If you can't, you know, the offensive stats, if you can't have possessions, you're not going to be able to generate those numbers. Part of the reason why I think it was, you know, perhaps so offset in one side.
Well, you look at it like that, but when you do have those possessions, you got to take advantage
right,
of
them. Right,
you
sure.
got to take advantage of them. I certainly wouldn't have thought we would have just had the one possession there in the second half. You know, we didn't bank on having to jump back out of our stuff as quick as we maybe would have if we had known that. But still, you know, had a really good drive there. And, you know, you got kids going both ways, you know, especially those fullbacks, Hudson Smith, and we had Jackson Batista and Carter Browning. They were all having to jump in there. Landon Pope was having to jump in there. Aaron was having to play defense. That was another thing last night. As much as we were trying to get him active in the run game, which he did a really good job for us. I mean, there was time where he was gassed, you know, coming out of there. And, you know, with what Tuscola's doing offensively, it stresses the defense. You know, it stretches you. You got to have a lot of your skill players on there, maybe not as heavy up front. You know, that was the game plan that we kind of leaned towards. And, you know, on the other side for us offensively, we felt like we needed to try to keep possession. Like I said, keep possession, keep them off the field. I didn't feel like that at the beginning of the game. You know, we came out in a couple of different sets. Now we had Braden then in that first series and came out in a couple of different sets and, you know, had some success. But as we got farther into the game, I just felt like those possessions were going to be so important to us to keep the ball, you know, be able to move the chains, things of that nature.
And keep it tight around.
Right, and keep the game tight. You know, but when you do that, you got to be able to finish it and put points on the board.
Yeah.
And that was the one thing that, even though we got down there, that was one thing we weren't able to do.
Yeah.
You know, we...
How many times, I can't remember, how many times do you think we were in the red zone? Do you know, three or four?
No, I think maybe we were, maybe obviously the one there in the third, fourth quarter, which was big. You know, we were talking about momentum. I think there was two series of plays that really turned everything for us. I think the fourth down where we had him sacked.
Yes.
And got away
yes.
from a couple of our defensive guys, and we come off coverage.
Yeah.
And they were able to throw the touchdown pass. Because had we got him down, we'd have had the ball about the 45
right.
or 50.
That's right.
I thought that was a huge play for us.
Down four at that point, right?
Yeah. Yes. And like I said, good play by him. You know, good play by the quarterback for Tuscola being able to get loose. But, you know, when you face a quarterback who scrambles like that, and I can remember back, we played Hendersonville here in the COVID year, and they had the really good quarterback, close game, and I remember he scrambled to our sideline, very similar, and we come off coverage, you know, trying to come up thinking he was going to run, and he threw it right over top of us, and they beat us in a really close game like that. That was just, that play just reminded me so much of that. And then, of course, the long drive, and we didn't get points out of it. I think those were the two big plays, at least from the second half, that, you know, kept momentum on their side, and we never could go over the hump.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Coach, one of the positive things I want to hit on, a couple other things that we want to get to. One of the positive things I want to hit on last night that will stick in my mind, I thought Sawyer's catch was a catch that you typically see on a Sunday, and he got 2 feet down.
Yeah, phenomenal catch. Great throw, too, because he was, you know, Aaron was having to run away from a little bit of pressure right there. For him to be able to keep his feet in bounds and make that snag, I mean, it was a pretty incredible play. And Sawyer has done that for us, you know, throughout the season. Just really good hands. But he was a good route runner. You know, obviously he's not the tallest matchup problem, but he's got such a nice little wiggle to him and route runner. And, of course, Aaron trusts him. You know, Aaron's not afraid to stretch the ball out to him and let him go get it. And, you know, he did a good job for us on that play. We probably didn't call on him enough, you know, as we were looking at stuff. At least I was looking at stuff last night when we finished. We knew they were going to put their best guy on him, you know, and we were hopeful to offset that with some other places. And, again, you get in the middle of the game and you're calling plays and you're finding some success doing some other things, and sometimes you lose track of that with him. But, you know, thought he did a good job. Caden Davis, you know, was obviously in there as well. Jake had a couple of catches
right,
as well,
right.
You know, did some stuff for us. But, you know, again, there's some positives in there. You know, it's at the end of the day, you're looking for the win.
Yeah.
You know, that's the big thing. You're looking for all of those positives to be able to come off into a win. And we didn't have enough positives.
Coach, yeah. Well, I want to, if we can, you know, flip the page a little bit and talk about Thursday night. Got the win here. I thought it was a very dominant performance against a similar quarterback that we saw last night.
Yeah, quarterback's brother.
Yeah, yeah. Similar quarterback that we saw, you know, last night in terms of what they did. But hemmed them up, I thought, and played very, very well. We called that game, played very, very well defensively. They were off on their defensive side. They were way up in the box, created a lot of opportunities for our backs, our two backs, actually three backs, on Thursday night. And I know you're proud of that bunch. They continue to play very, very well and are in a great position right now heading into their final two games.
Yeah, they had a really good game Thursday night. They, of course, they had a good week of practice as well. We scrimmaged, you know, varsity against JVs a little bit this week and, you know, got that contact in that we needed to. And I thought they came out and we kind of asserted ourselves. It was funny, the stats from last night's game is almost mirrored just the opposite on the Thursday night game. You know, you'd mentioned offensively, had a lot of backs that were active. You know, Mason Putnam had a really big game for us, not just throwing the ball, but running the ball. He was our leading rusher. He's over 100 yards. Had another back that was over 100 yards. Kane Bryson, or Jacob Cruz, was over 100.
Right.
Kane Bryson was right at 100 yards. The two fullbacks with Hunter Nelson in there, and we pulled Logan Williams. It was a tight end force back and as one of the fullbacks as well. And they just did a good job. Up front did a good job of blocking and letting these backs get out and run. Had a nice throw to Maddox right in the end zone for a good touchdown.
Yes.
And defensively we played well also. I mean, it was just it was a good night for those kids. But like I said, it was almost mirrored. You know, we had 22 first downs on Thursday night, and they had 9. You know, it's just about the opposite of what we saw last night. But, you know, again, the JVs, you know, for us from game one, we've had to make some changes personnel-wise.
Right.
I think we hit on some stuff, you know, that has helped us, you know, move forward with that group. You know, they've got 2 games left. They're in the lead right now in the conference with a chance for possibly a conference championship. They know that. You know, they're well aware of it. And, again, we're going to continue to get them prepared like we do the varsity as well. And hopefully we can win these last 2, or I guess you'd say 4 ball games.
Yeah. Going back to what we're talking about, you know, at the varsity level, and I ask this question quite a bit. Did you see anything last night that was unexpected or different in terms of what they wanted to do offensively or defensively?
No, not from the defensive side. Looking at what they were doing defensively, they had a couple of players who played really well for them last night that we hadn't seen play that good on film, which was good. I mean, you get in that game and you know, you expect your players to play their best, but there was a couple of players that played really well for them last night. And I thought up front, and you know, people may look at it and say, well, Coach, you didn't, as much as you run the ball, you still didn't rush it for a whole lot. We had positive yards, and I felt like our offensive front didn't block bad. I thought they blocked, you know, pretty good. Talking about the center guards and tackles, I thought they did a good job. We had a little bit of hard time blocking off the edge.
Yeah.
We didn't block as good there as what we did Thursday night.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at it. And then defensively for us, you know, the thing that really got us, and you would think, you know, with what Tuscola has done, you would think more pass, big play down the field, but the run game. You know, their run game with their quarterback running the ball. You know, we knew that was going to be a concern. We had left a linebacker in there to spy him.
Uh-huh.
And it was more of, you know, when there was a rollout or a pass, just not be able to let him scramble. But, you know, they found some things where they could use him running the ball off some misdirection stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a difference maker for them.
Was he making the decision in other words, was he making the decision based on the defensive end crashing?
He would the best
in terms of the option.
Yes, the best I could tell is it was a read, you know, where and it may not have been. I may be totally wrong, but it looks like that it was a read, and if it crashed down, he was going to pull it and, you know, get around the side. I thought his speed was a little bit deceptive, you know, for us as well. And you know, but again, you come back to that second half and you know, that fourth down play. I think that was a play that was a defining moment, you know, in that game. That, you know, the score was still close. We were right there. You know, we get them stopped right there because it was fourth down. We get the ball at midfield. We may not do anything with it. We may have to punt, you know, but we're going to pin them back, you know, more than likely. Or, you know, we hadn't really been stopped as far as having to drive down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are a lot of ifs and thens, and certainly you can't do anything about that now. It's over with, and you move on and try to learn from it and get your kids, you know, back up and ready to go on Monday.
Final segment when we return. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Are you a student ready to embark on your journey towards financial independence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Trailhead Student Checking is a high dividend checking account designed exclusively for students aged 16 to 23. Your path to financial freedom begins at Mountain Credit Union. Start building a solid foundation for your future and enjoy the benefits that come with being a part of the Mountain Credit Union family. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, we just got a couple moments here. Again, sun came up this morning. Still got a lot to get done the next 2 weeks and a lot to play for.
Absolutely. You know, certainly not going to shortchange our kids by any means, especially with it being senior night on Friday. You know, we'll go back in and prepare and get ready for East Henderson, and we'll treat it just like every week we have in our preparation. We are out of school on Monday, but got practice, you know, Monday afternoon, come in and hopefully have a good week of practice. Going to get a little bit cooler as we go. And again, I want to send these seniors out that with a win. We want to do that. We've not been beaten at home. That's a big deal for our kids. And again, I would encourage everybody to come out and support these kids. Probably on our last home game, and hopefully send those guys off with a win and get ready for the next week with North Henderson, which is playing really good football right now.
When was the last time they were this good? It's probably been at least 20 years.
Well, I don't know if it's been 20, but it's been a while. They're playing some really good football, and certainly we won't look past East Henderson. But as far as the records of the conference right now, North's right in the mix. With the second and third second and third place, and we're right there in the mix as well. Mm-hmm. So, two really good ball games. We've got to be able to, pick our kids back up after a tough loss 2 weeks.
Yes.
And be able to kind of get rejuvenated a little bit and get ready to get after it and try to win these next two ball games and, hopefully see what we can go to in the playoffs.
We will be back on the air next Saturday at 8 from the Riverview Farm and Garden, the Brett Chapel Show, 6:30 our airtime back here in Canton. Again, senior night. We hope everybody will be out for that. If you can't, join us right here on WPTL again. Our kickoff will be 7:30 against East. For head coach Brett Chapel, Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.